turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty specific. Digital competition in a place that's really blowing up, Georgetown, Texas.
Right. You've got this charming historic town, but now there's all this new development, tech moving in. It changes things fast.
It really does. And when a market booms like that, you know, the digital side of things gets incredibly crowded, incredibly competitive.
Oh, absolutely. Suddenly, every local business, whether it's a contractor, a shop owner, maybe a wellness clinic, they're all scrambling for visibility online.
So that sets the stage. This deep dive, it's really focused on source material that lays out how businesses there are trying to cut through that noise. Yeah. We're talking targeted local SEO, but also some, well, pretty advanced AI stuff.
And the core challenge, it boils down to this. When a potential customer searches, maybe plumber near me or best boutique Georgetown, you have to be there, right at the top, ideally.
If you're not, you're just invisible.
Exactly, you miss out. Someone else gets that click, that call, that customer. It's about connecting with those high intent local searches.
Okay, and the source material we're digging into features a specific player, Austin Code Monkey. They're an SEO and web design firm working in Georgetown in Central Texas. So we're kind of unpacking their approach.
Yeah, looking at their playbook for winning in that kind of heated local market.
Right. Let's start with why this is even necessary. The sources really hammer home that generic SEO, the kind that works nationwide. It's basically useless here. Why is Georgetown so competitive that standard stuff just doesn't cut it?
Well, it's partly the growth, like we said. New people moving in, often with good incomes, and they don't have their go-to local businesses yet. So where do they look?
Online. Google Maps. Near me. Searches.
Precisely. They're searching with very specific local intent. Think Georgetown TX electrician or coffee shop near the square. You need content and optimization that directly answers that query, not just electrician Texas. It's hyper-local.
Okay, so if I'm, say, running a small shop there, what are the actual tangible benefits I'd expect to see from investing in this specialized local SEO? What does the source material promise?
It's all very practical. First off, ranking high in Google Maps and those near me results, that's table stakes, really.
Essential for foot traffic or call.
Definitely. Then it's about driving organic traffic, but specifically from people nearby in the relevant neighborhoods, not just random clicks from anywhere. It's about getting the right visitors to your site or store.
And I imagine in a place like Georgetown, community trust is still a big factor.
Huge. So local SEO helps build that trust. Things like getting listed correctly in local directories, citations they're called, and maybe most importantly, managing online reviews effectively. Good reviews are gold.
Makes sense. What else?
Mogul visibility is key. People searching on their phones, maybe while they're out and about. Voice search too. Like, hey, Google, find a painter in Georgetown. Your site needs to be optimized for that. The end goal is simple. More calls, more bookings, more people walking in the door.
Okay, so that covers the local foundation. But now we get to the really interesting, maybe even surprising part from the source material, LLM seeding. That sounds futuristic. What exactly is it, and why should a local business owner even think about it?
Yeah, it does sound a bit abstract, doesn't it? It's definitely a shift. For years, SEO was mostly about ticking Google's boxes, right? Keywords, backlinks, site speed.
Standard stuff.
Right. LLM seeding, though, is about optimizing your website's content so that large language models, the AIs like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, you know, can understand it easily and accurately.
So it's not for the traditional Google search algorithm, but for these newer AI tools.
Exactly. The source materials FAQ defines it pretty clearly. Making your content digestible and easily surfaced by these LLMs when they're generating answers for users.
Can you give us maybe an analogy? How is optimizing for an LLM different from optimizing for, like, the old Googlebot?
Okay. Think of the old Googlebot like a meticulous librarian. It checks your keywords, your links, the structure, like filling out a card catalog perfectly. An LLM, on the other hand, is more like a really smart researcher who synthesizes information from many sources to give a conversational answer.
Oh, I see.
So the LLM needs more than just keywords. It needs well-structured information, context, clear relationships between data points. If your website is just flat text, the LLM might struggle to pull out the right info to answer a complex conversational question.
So LLM seeding is basically ensuring that if someone asks their AI assistant, hey, find me a reliable electrician in Georgetown who does smart home stuff, your business actually gets recommended.
That's the core idea. The why it matters is huge because search is becoming more conversational. It's integrating AI rapidly. If your site isn't set up to be easily understood by these models, you could become invisible on these growing platforms.
And this firm, Austin Code Monkey, they're positioning this as a key advantage.
Very much so. They're highlighting their expertise in LLM seeding and AI-enhanced SEO as a major differentiator. It's about looking ahead, not just focusing on today's rankings.
Okay, I get the forward-thinking aspect, but let me push back slightly.
Hmm.
For a small business in Georgetown, watching every penny, is focusing on this AI future really worth the investment now? Couldn't they just nail the local Google Maps stuff and wait and see on the AI front?
That's a really important question. The argument presented in the sources is that you're not necessarily paying extra for the future. The technical work needed for really strong local SEO today, things like detailed schema markup, clear content hierarchy, making sure your site is technically sound.
Stuff Google likes anyway.
Exactly. That structural work is also what LLMs need to properly understand and index your content. So the idea is, by doing today's best practices with an eye toward AI, you're essentially getting both benefits. You're future-proofing while optimizing for now.
Okay, that makes sense. You're building the foundation correctly for both current search and future AI.
Yeah.
But even so, something like LLM seeding still needs a really solid technical base. Let's talk about the wider range of services they offer. They call themselves a full-stack digital partner. What does that mean in practice?
It means they're arguing against just doing bits and pieces. In a competitive market like Georgetown, you need everything working together. They seem to structure their services in layers.
Layers. Tell me about the first one.
The foundation layer. This has two main parts. First is the local SEO optimization we've discussed, managing the Google business profile, building those local citations, creating geo-targeted content.
Standard local stuff.
Right. But crucially, the second part is technical SEO and site audits. This is where they dig into the website's health.
Fixing the behind-the-scenes problems.
Precisely. Things like site speed, how well it works on phones, mobile responsiveness, making sure search engines can actually crawl and understand the site. And this is critical for LLMs, too. Implementing schema markup.
Schema markup. Explain that a bit more.
Sure. It's basically code you add to your website that explicitly tells search engines and AIs what your content is. Like, this is our business address. These are our opening hours. This is a product review. This service costs this much. It structures the data.
So it makes it unambiguous for machines.
Exactly. It removes guesswork. And LLMs love structured data. It helps them provide accurate, specific answers. So that technical foundation is vital for both traditional SEO and LLM seeding.
Okay, foundation layer covered. What's next?
The conversion layer. This is primarily about website design.
Making it look good.
Well, yes, but it's more than aesthetics. It has to be functional, easy to navigate, especially on mobile. And critically, it needs to be designed to convert visitors, get them to call, fill out a form, buy something. And it needs to reflect the specific brand, whether it's a high-end boutique or a friendly local plumber.
So function driving form. And the final layer.
Amplification. This is where social media marketing comes in.
How does that fit with SEO?
They use it to support the main SEO work. Creating consistent content on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, maybe LinkedIn or X, depending on the business. Running targeted ad campaigns. It drives relevant traffic back to the website and can help build brand authority, which indirectly supports SEO.
Okay, that covers the core digital marketing.
Yeah.
But the source material also lists things like graphic design, web hosting,
yeah.
Even printing marketing collateral like menus or business cards. That seems broad for an SEO firm. Why branch out into physical stuff?
That's a good point. It does seem broad. I think the implication is they're aiming to be a one-stop shop, especially for smaller or scaling businesses that don't have their own marketing team.
Though convenience.
Convenience and consistency. If they design your website and logo, maybe they can ensure your printed menus or banner apps have the exact same branding. It avoids that disjointed look you sometimes see. It ensures the brand message is totally aligned online and offline.
Oh, logistical offering then for complete brand management.
Seems like it. And related to the AI focus, they also explicitly mention offering AI consulting and help with generative content strategy, helping clients understand and use these new tools themselves.
Got it. So let's say a business owner in Georgetown decides this sounds right for them. The sources mention a clear, structured process.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through their five steps? Having a clear path is probably appealing.
Absolutely. Structure removes uncertainty. Step one is the discovery call. Pretty standard. They learn about the business, its goals, target audience, challenges.
Just getting the lay of the land.
Yep. Step two is the SEO audit. This is a deep dive into the website's current state, technical health, performance, keyword rankings, competitor analysis. This is where they'd identify issues relevant to both standard search and LLM understanding.
Finding the problems. What's step three?
Strategy development. Based on that audit, they create a tailored plan. This is where the specific roadmap is built, including how they'll tackle local SEO, technical fixes, and importantly, the LLM seeding approach, how content might need to be restructured or enhanced.
The plan of attack.
Yeah.
Then comes the work itself.
Right. Step four is implementation. This is where they actually do the optimizations, fixing the technical stuff, creating new content, building local citations, implementing schema markup. They hands-on work.
And it doesn't just stop there, right? SEO is ongoing.
Exactly. Step five is reporting and refinement. They track key metrics, show the client the results, what's working, what's not, and then adjust the strategy accordingly. It's about continuous improvement and proving the ROI, which is crucial for any small business investment.
So wrapping this all together, the core message seems to be thriving in a competitive local market like Georgetown means mastering the fundamentals of local SEO, but also embracing and preparing for the future with strategies like LLM seeding.
It really does set up an interesting tension, doesn't it? How quickly will this LLM optimization move from being a cutting-edge advantage to just baseline? A necessity for any business wanting to be found online, locally, or otherwise, as AI becomes more integrated into search?
That's a really powerful question. And maybe the final thought for you listening. If AI is changing how information is found and synthesized, how are you structuring the knowledge you share, the content you create, whether it's for your business or even just your professional expertise online? Are you making it easy for the AIs of tomorrow to find and understand it?
Something definitely worth considering.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into local SEO and the emerging world of AI optimization. Keep digging for those insights.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making legacies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.